Joshua Dixon, KLGR News Director here. I'm talking with Michelle Fischbach, who is the current and potential future Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota. Hello.
Good morning. Good to see you.
So we're standing out here at Farm Fest, and you're looking around, and you're seeing the impact that the egg industry has on Minnesota. And so I'm just wondering, when the lawmakers are up in St. Paul and they're trying to figure out how to weigh their priorities, all the different, like there's manufacturing, there's ag, there's finance, or all the different, where does ag really fit into the big picture?
You know, sometimes I don't think we always recognize that it is so big in Minnesota. You know, I am from a rural district, or I represented a rural district in the Senate. I'm from Painesville, Minnesota, and it is really important. And just the expansion, you know, you don't, it's not just the farmer. There's the farmers buying things from the implement dealer. They're dealing with the bank. They're, you know, dealing with Farm Bureau. They're doing all kinds of things like that. And I don't think that we always recognize that in St. Paul. The rural legislators do. We recognize that. It's the problem is making sure that those suburban and metro legislators understand the impact it has and the reach it has and the kind of money that is involved in the entire ag industry, not just, you know, we say just the farmer, not just the farmer, but that entire ag industry.
Well, just in my own experience, I've noticed that a lot of people who live in the Twin Cities, and I'm talking about just my own relatives, don't have the vaguest clue, and they're really there's a sort of stereotype of the, you know, the dumb farmer, and yet people don't realize that combines had GPS systems in them 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just in the simulator over at Wilmer Technical College, and they've got a combine simulator. It's or a tractor simulator that's incredible that they're teaching people on. So, and it's not an easy thing to deal, you know, not, even in the simulator, you know, there's issues. But no, I don't think they realize it, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that they understand that better, that there are real things that are going on. There's growth here. The industry is huge, and they need to understand that it's not just, and these farmers, they're small businessmen. They're not quote unquote just a farmer. They're small businessmen, and they're running a small business, and they are putting into the community, and it's an incredible industry.
So that sort of ties into the next thing I was going to ask about. Compared to 50 or 100 years ago, there's a much smaller population that's involved in ag. Like it's only like 10% of the population that actually raises the food for the other 90% or whatever the actual numbers are. How does that dilute farmers' political power, and what can farmers do about it?
Well, and I think we have to continue to make sure that our voices are heard and continue to talk to the suburban and those metro legislators, because they have to realize that we're talking about the food supply. We're not just talking about some industry. We're talking about the food supply. And so I think we continue to work on that. And I think that generally, you know, the rural legislators really do understand. We have a great group of rural legislators. And, you know, you've often heard that sometimes it doesn't end up being Democrat and Republican. It becomes suburban and rural, or, you know, metro and rural. And so the rural legislators, I think, do a great job. I don't see, they all recognize the issue that we need to make sure that they understand, and we're getting the things that we need to in rural Minnesota. But we need to continue to work on those suburban and metro legislators so that they understand better where their food. I heard last night at one of the events we were at, someone said they really believe their food's from Byerly's. They don't understand where it comes before it gets to Byerly's, where it's from. And so we have to make sure that we educate them on that.
I was talking with a rural lawmaker a couple years ago, and he said basically the same thing is, sometimes when you get right down to it, you have the urban Democrats and Republicans on one side and the rural Democrats and Republicans on the other side. And again, is the rural side sort of being diluted just because of population changes?
Well, and our numbers are down. There's no question. I mean, every time you see redistricting, you see those shift a little bit. So I can't argue with the facts that legislators, their numbers are down. But I think that's why it's even more important that we get to those suburban and metro legislators and educate them.